Welcome to day two. Let's just take a few moments to arrive. Maybe you've never left, but I know I have, figuratively. Be quiet for a few minutes while you settle into your breath anchor. Coming back to the inhale and the exhale, perhaps, as was instructed yesterday. So the first foundation of mindfulness is awareness of the body in the body. And breath is the place that Vipassana generally starts with. And body as in posture is often a Zen beginning. One is not better than the other. Just different places of starting. And so to lead from one into the other, I'll just remind you that what is it to bring the quality of kindness, peace, ease, well-being, safety, happiness, as you inhale or exhale. let's focus again more on the what and where we're going to focus our attention today. I'm going to move more to awareness of the body in movement. And this was, I believe, if I remember correctly, touched on by Bruni yesterday. And today, let's just start with that by really noticing on the inhale, perhaps with the wind of the inhale, what is the course of it and the movement of the body? The subtle movement of the body on the inhale. Like I notice the wind at the tip of my nose, the hairs in my left nostril moving, the back of the throat. And then as it enters my lungs, I actually do feel an expansion. So the chest opens. So we're opening up our field of awareness, still in the body. If you're doing more of a yoga inhale, then perhaps it's your stomach expanding and collapsing as you inhale and exhale. And at times, if there's a lot of discursive thinking, it's useful to use just one word to note, like expansion. Otherwise, see if you can just stay with the awareness of the action of the body. And let's say you notice that your head is forward. And if you move your head back, as we would say in Zen, so that or Dogen, the founder of Zen, that the ears are directly above the shoulders. This helps a lot if you're getting neck pain or shoulder because your head is tilted forward. So in that movement of moving the head back, just bring full awareness. I feel it most at that point, just between the neck and the shoulders. How there's a contraction there, but then there's an ease as the head settles onto the top of the spine. Again, if it's useful, you can note, I'm aware of the head moving. If your chest has collapsed, and lift the ribcage and settle it onto just below, probably where you might have a crick, just above the upper part of your back, between the shoulder blades. A lot of us get that crick there as we hunch. So what does it feel like? Really just feel when you lift your whole ribcage and then settle it onto just that spot. For me, it's just under where the crick is, but for you, it might be above, below, at that point. And remember then to relax the shoulders. And again, if it's useful to note lifting the rib cage, settling it, and then feeling the body relax into position. So also useful to notice if the head is centered. I have a tendency to turn my head just a little bit to the left, so when I'm aware of that, as I slowly turn my head so that it's back, so the nose is above the navel, your belly button, I myself experience my chest rising as the body centers itself into it, and it just automatically takes a deep breath. And so you want to be aware of that movement. And then the rest that's there. At times, if you're feeling sleepy, if you keep your eyes closed, then open them softly and awaring that you're opening your eyes softly. If you find yourself thinking discursive thoughts, check to see if your chin is up just a little bit. It is said that that will bring more comparative thinking, which isn't bad, it's just not calming. So then just, what is the feeling of the chin coming down so that the bottom of the chin is parallel to the ground? Maybe even a little bit into the throat. And as Suzuki Roshi, the founder of Zen Center, would say, imagine a string coming out of the crown of your head and aligning the whole spine. So you bring awareness to this movement and the result of the movement. And again, rest and alignment. Whatever is the alignment for you today, these are pointers. You know your body. this general information. Just like when you go to yoga class, there's general information of any yogic posture. And meditation posture is a yogic posture. So you take in the instruction and then you harmonize it with the body experience, the awareness of the body in movement. And then today we want you to, as you, when the bell rings and you go to bow or get up, know when you're bowing. Know when you're lifting your legs, your knees. Bring awareness as you rub your feet or ankles. How does a muscle tense and relax as you lift yourself up? What is the feel of sliding your hand across as you smooth out your blanket or your zabutan, the weight of the zafu as you lift it and move it? Perhaps the feeling of the air as you stand up on your skin. And then with each step, really be aware of the movement of lifting, swinging, placing, shifting, if those are the words that support. Today's a really crucial day to extend the stillness you establish more firmly in the meditative position yesterday, of the stationary position. To really carry that along in everything you do today. Opening a door, pushing the button on the water fountain, the feel of the water at the lips, the swallowing. And then when we get up from the seat and do walking meditation, we walk in this zendo, or the meditation hall, in a quadrant. And Sekiharada in Japan used to say that it's not to stretch your legs. It's kinhin, which is the Japanese word for walking meditation. So he meant the activity of the seated meditation or the stationary meditation. It's just being carried over into walking meditation. One continuous awareness in each moment, each activity. When concentration is strengthened, mindfulness strengthened, and they work harmoniously together. And so mindfulness as remembering, it's a practice to remember. Oh yeah, I'm not just getting up to go to the bathroom. What is the meditation of getting up, of walking, of opening doors, of seated? And in the sutras, they go into very detail about what you do on the toilet as a meditation awareness. Just continue awareness. Slowness supports awareness of subtleties. So this is a great day to slow down. So when the bell rings and the next is to do movement or walking meditation, it begins right when you get up from your seat. It isn't until you get to your walking spot. The whole walk is walking meditation. And remember the quality we started with is there gentleness and kindness? Are you moving with ease, with peace, with well-being, with happiness? In a safe way. And then we're introducing the karuna qualities or the compassion qualities. Patience supports slowness. Mercy is a quality of attending to, caring for. If emotions start to rise today that feel big, is there a sense of attending to it? This is a place in which you're free to express emotions, let them arise, and attend to them. Is there forgiveness? And I'll just say, because that can be a sticky one, the forgiveness here, think about it as forgiveness. Is there a way for now? It's about giving yourself the ness-ness of being right with it. Forgive yourself for judging yourself or others. Say, forgiveness. Excuse me, judgment. Let the quality of forgiveness just meet whatever feels difficult as part of your human experience arising. There's a real wisdom. To having awareness of the body in the body as the first foundation. It's the stability that is achieved by staying essentially from the neck down, staying with your body. Will give you the grounding to have the stability to be with shifts in the mind and the heart. So to attend to yourself, to be kind, to settle your body in peace and ease, patience, mercy, giving it, attention, moment by moment. Slowness, if you can, 50% slower than yesterday would even be better. The schedule hasn't changed. It's really nothing to be on time for, except this time, this moment. To be on this time. In body, in heart, and in mind. Alright, I also want to give you eating meditation instruction, and then I have some announcements. Make sure. Alright, eating meditation is another way to take your meditation mind and heart into activity. So when you have your food, be aware of, I myself would just stop, be aware of wanting, noting. You note one word, just like we did in walking. Say wanting, wanting, wanting. You can look at it and you could say tofu if you want, or brown or green. Just note whatever you're noticing. I like to say in a steady beat, that helps. But that's up to you. And then as you go to reach for, say, your spoon for the soup, then reach, reach, reach. Is there a coldness when you touch the spoon? Cool, 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 or lift. In, in, lift, you know, you have your soup on your spoon, lift, wanting, open your mouth, put it in, and then notice warmth, salty, sweet, spicy. I just bring a full awareness to your life in that moment, right? To really experience the food. Maybe you also have gratitude. When that comes up, you know, gratitude. And you can also think of it as you're putting it back down, right? Noting down. I myself put down my fork or my spoon. Then you know you're chewing. Chew. Noticing, is it soft? Is it hard? Is it crunchy? Is there a squeak? One sashine? I noticed the strawberries squeaked. You know those little seeds in strawberry? When your teeth meets it, there's a little squeak. Was wonderful. So here's an opportunity to really enjoy this experience, not as just, you know, mindlessly eating. So this is where we're continuing to strengthen our mindfulness, which is mostly to remember to take your time to note every experience, to savor your life. And eating is a great time to savor, for most of us, what's going on. So I do it the whole meal, which usually means I take less because it will take more time. But remember, there's nowhere to go. You can always go back for seconds, right? So just every activity as much as you can. Just note each thing. And it's okay if to be perfectly honest, half the time I remember all the lifting and all that. Then I just start chewing and next thing I know, oops, I forgot to put down my fork. And just start over. That's the greatness of practice. Wherever you are, you can just start. Oh yeah, lifting, swallowing, warmth, right? All right, that's eating meditation.